Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him. So open up the gates, make way before the King of Peace. Our God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb.
Stop the Lord Almighty. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? 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 Stop the Lord Almighty. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains. And every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him.
Lift your voice to Him this morning. Tell Him He's worthy this morning.
So worthy, God.
Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, He is my song. And let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, He is my song. You are good. You're good. Oh, You are good. You're good.
God.
level. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Don't let me praise for you this morning. He is good. He is good. If he never did another thing, we've got reason to rejoice and to open up our mouth and to declare his praise this morning. Come on, you praise the Lord this morning.
I just wanted to say something this morning, because I know some of you are going through some pains. I've even been through some challenging stuff this week. And I was ministering to a friend of mine who works in a hospital. And the Lord just brought this scripture to me that I feel like I need to say this morning, but it's from Job. And it says, "But he knows the way that I take. And when he has tested me, I will come forth as gold." I know some of you are having family issues, situations, problems, and trials, but he knows the way that we take. And when he has tested you and tribulations and trials are coming against you, you are going to come forth as gold this morning. I believe that. Believe that this morning. And the only way that we can really get in his presence is to praise, to lift up your hands. I know you're tired. You're exhausted. You're going through tribulations and trials. But he knows the way that we take. And when you come forth, you're going to come forth as gold. You just got to keep holding on this morning.
Come on, will you do it? Will you praise him this morning?
He is.
Will you bless the name of the Lord?
Yeah. Oh, Lord, we praise your holy name.
Fill me up, God.
Come on, shout it out. Fill me, Lord. Are you thirsty for it today? Are you hungry for it today?
Is that really your prayer? God, fill me up. You see, there's a caveat to that statement. There's something that has to be done first. We have to be empty. We have to be empty. If we're halfway full of our own selves, God can't fill us up with Him. We need to empty out ourselves, empty out the things that we're concerned with, empty out the things that hold us to our worldly desires, empty out our own selfish desires. And say, God, it's no longer about me. It's no longer about Andrew Ham. I lay out all of Andrew Ham, and I want all of Andrew to be all of Jesus Christ. So if that's you, just begin to empty out everything. If you're holding on to your finances saying, like, I got to do what I got to do, give it to God. Maybe you need to give a tithe. Maybe you need to give an offering that's outside of your own understanding. Maybe you need to step out of your comfort zone and say, this isn't me. This is not my thinking. This is God calling me out. Maybe you need to lift your hands. Maybe you need to bow a knee. Maybe you need to make up your own song. Because when we're full of ourselves, a lot of times that means we're in our comfort zone. It means I'm comfortable with reading the words on the screen, but when there's no words, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know what to say. When no one's telling me what to pray, I don't know what to pray. When no one's telling me what to read in my Bible, I don't know what to read in my Bible. We need to get laid out all everything that makes us feel comfortable and say, God, I'm not leaning to my own comforts anymore. I'm leaning into you. God, fill me. And in this place, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you say you've been living life on your own, and you haven't made the decision to follow Christ, you haven't made the decision to say, Lord, I give you my life. I want you to fill me with everything that is you. And you want to make that decision this morning to make Jesus Christ your love and Savior. Just lift your hands. I see it. Anybody else? Come on, let's pray this prayer together. If you raise your hand, I want you to say it and mean it in your heart. And yes, this is just words, but if you believe it, it will change you. If you really believe that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life and you really believe that He came to save you, then He's going to change everything. Say, Jesus, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I need you to wash me clean. Fill me with all you have. Be Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God, I lift up my movers. These are 10 people that we've written down that know, that we know need you, that we know need Jesus Christ to intervene in their lives. Lord, we pray that you are providing opportunities for them to see your love, for them to experience your love, and you are drawing them closer to you. And we call them saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do this morning. We thank you for what you've already done this morning. Lord, align our hearts to hear from you. Lord, we get out of the way and we We plead to be filled by you and all that you have for us this morning. In Jesus' name. Come on, if you believe that, say amen. Amen, amen. Well, welcome to Passion. Would you turn to somebody? If you see someone you don't know, introduce yourself, give them a hug. Tell them we're so glad that they joined us this morning here in Passion. You can be seated. Good morning.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.